Yeah, Yaesu is kind of the king of that. I don't know if it is any more the case, but in the past it always used to be, Yaesu was always the first out with everything. You know, they always cram pack the most stuff in a box, and they'd have the most so they had the first dual band handy talkie. They had the first, you know, at least the one that, you know, people remember. And they're shacking the boxes, you know, and their little mini rigs with, you know, HF plus six general coverage receiver. They were about the first in the game on that. They're always first, but then, you know, and then you'd have ICOM would follow it up. But ICOM was always kind of lofty, you know, not always, but they were often like, you know, yeah, but the contesters and the DXers get the ICOMs, you know, so, because, you know, they did, you know, they scored better at Sherwood's, you know, intercept point measurements or something like that, or they had better, you know, full break in or something like that. So the ICOM would then come out with something, and they never usually got in the arms race for everything. And Kenwood would be about the last, but they'd always make, in my opinion, the best. Now, that I don't think is the case anymore. They've been resting on their laurels for a very, very long time, and I think they're way overdue for something in the HF realm, even though their radios still hold up pretty damn well. I had a 590. And it was a beautiful radio, and it worked really well. They got everything right. And, you know, like you said, it was, you know, by comparison to the other stuff that was out there from the other manufacturers, it was old, you know. But you couldn't, you know, it was the best of that basic vintage radio. Anyhow, that's not always the case, but that was always kind of my, like, rule of thumb. But I think they're just out of the game now. And ICOM stepped it up. ICOM's, I think, going more worldly with their stuff. And I've become quite an ICOM fan in recent years.
AEA WOJ.